Yes, it is round two of AFL, a very exciting week. And for round two, we've got our expert tipper back on the line, Buddha Hocking. Buddha, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Six last week for you, four for Millie, five for me. So we're keeping tabs of it this year. We might give up after about round three, I reckon, and just call it and give you the win.
Oh, mate. So, Gary, do you know anyone else who got six last week? It's a pretty good score.
I think Andy Maher texted me during the week saying that he got six as well. So he thinks that he's now stepped up into elite tipping form. But so we'll see what happens in round two.
Let's go for tonight.
Carlton Collingwood MCG. They're calling it a blockbuster. Is it?
Well, I think it is. It's always been that way, Mark and Millie. I think that these two teams have always had a love-hate, more a hate relationship probably, over the journey. So, big game. Carlton, very competitive last week against Richmond, but and Collingwood weren't that great against the Dogs. So this is a real tough one for me. I'm thinking I'll stick with the Pies. I think they can bounce back. And the big fella, Grundy, your boy Grundy, Millie, needs to fire.
I'm going the Blues. They were impressive last week against the Tigers.
I'm going the Blues only because my husband said they'll flog Collingwood, and he's a Collingwood supporter, so I think he would know.
Let's have a look. Friday night, GMHBA Stadium. Cats, Brisbane, first home game for the Cats with no Dangerfield.
Yeah, it's going to be huge without Danger, but it is also a Danger game for the Cats going down to Adelaide last week, which we all thought was impossible, but a younger team just bought the heat. So, and Brisbane as well suffered a defeat at the Gabba to a younger team, the Swans. So no Danger. Duncan still not there. Menegola with his collarbone as well. So some really big outs for the Cats. But look, the home crowd, more people allowed. Everybody should get down there, support the Cats. But Brisbane are going to be difficult to beat. They've got good forwards and a good midfield. But I'm going to say, with the heart, I'm going to go the Cats to bounce back from last week's disappointing loss.
Same.
All right, Buddha, Saturday's games are the SCG, the Swannies v the Crows.
Yeah, well, both these teams won last week, which we thought they probably were going to round one experience a loss. But Adelaide looked really good, young kids. Sydney looked great, young kids. I think at the SCG, I'll go with Sydney.
Sydney, same.
Same.
All right, beautiful. Port Adelaide v the Bombers.
Yeah, well, this is Orazio Fantasia's game against his old team, but I think Port Adelaide are really, really strong. They disposed of North last week, so I'll go with Port.
I'm going to go the Bombers there.
Oh, I'm going to Bombers. No, I'm going Port. Sorry, what am I saying?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Orazio Fantasia. I get all flustered when I hear that.
I'm trying to be different. Marvel Stadium, Buddha, St Kilda v Melbourne on Saturday.
Yeah, how good were the Saints?
Yeah.
With all the injuries last week, Mark, all the injuries go up to GWS and knock them off. So, and Melbourne had a really good win against the Frio, but I'm going to stick with some form here. St Kilda, they'll play fast at Marvel, and they'll be too quick for the D's.
I'm Sanders.
Yeah, they were impressive last week. Saints for me.
All right, and 8:10 Friday night, Saturday night, the Gold Coast versus North Melbourne. Who are you taking there, Buddha?
Have you got a coin I can just toss?
I don't.
I'll go the Gold Coast Suns at home, just.
Okay, I'm going to go them as well.
Same. Underwater, maybe. Blimey. Sunday, we got the Hawks and the Tigers at the G.
Well, two of the old foes, as you would know, Mark, your team against the Hawks, who were impressive last week, who just got over the line. I'm thinking Richmond's still too strong and everybody has to beat Richmond. But difficult for the Hawks, go the Tigers.
I'm going Tigers.
Same.
All right.
Doggies, Eagles, Sunday at Marvel.
Massive game. I reckon this is the second best game of the round. The Eagles, we know, are strong and they're a top four team. The Dogs, really impressive against the Pies last week with their midfield. I think the West Coast generally don't travel that well into Melbourne, so I'm going to pick the Dogs based on last week's game.
All right, I'll go Doggies.
I'm going Doggies as well. And to wrap it up, Frio Giants.
Yeah, this is difficult, I reckon. This will be the one where people will sit in their office and go, which way do I go? So I'm going to help you, those people in your office at work. I'm going to go Fremantle, only at home.
Fremantle at home, what do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think that's the only reason I'm going, just that home ground advantage.
I have no idea, and I'm following you two blindly.
Right, so there you go. Good girl.
Yes, yeah, very well done.
Why not? Border, thank you so much. Hopefully those tips will help us a little bit there. It's going to be a big week. You have a great weekend, and we might catch you Monday for a bit of a wrap.
That'll be great. My pleasure. Go Catters.